It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
The biggest story yesterday was that prosecutors decided to drop the charges against Empire actor Jussie Smollett. Smollett has been facing up to 48 years behind bars for lying to police by claiming he was attacked on January 29th by two white men. He said that he could not identify who he said called him racial and homophobic slurs and wore MAGA hats. There was evidence that Smollett orchestrated the whole thing to make a name for himself and earn more money from his TV show gig at Empire, including writing and signing a check to pay for the staged attack. Jussie Smollett gave a statement to the media yesterday after this decision was announced.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one. I would not be my mother's son if I was capable of one drop of what I've been accused of. This has been an incredibly difficult time, but I'm a man of faith and I'm a man that has knowledge of my history, and I would not bring my family, our lives, or the movement through a fire like this. I just wouldn't.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel was very upset about this decision.
This is without a doubt a whitewash of justice and sends a clear message that if you're in a position of influence and power, you'll get treated one way. Other people will be treated another way. There is no accountability then in the system. It is wrong, full stop.
Here's more that he had to say.
Mr. Smollett is still saying that he is innocent, still running down the Chicago Police Department. How dare him? How dare him? Still no sense of ownership of what he's done. He says that, in fact, he is the wrong in this case. Then you have a person using hate crime laws that are on the books to protect people who are minorities from violence, to then turn around and use those laws to advance your career and your financial reward. Is there no decency in this man?
I don't agree with the Chicago mayor on pretty much anything, but yesterday I was 100% absolutely in agreement with everything that he was saying.
I don't understand how they can have 16 counts, 16 indictments, and then it's like,
I'll tell you,
dismissed.
Because he's rich. He's a rich actor.
But how? I understand that,
he
Alex.
He can pay
people off.
He's friends with the Obamas. They're all in cahoots together. The Chicago police, everybody over there is corrupt.
He's not even our president anymore. My point is simply
Chicago.
Is that possible? But it's public to the light. How can things that are in the light, imagine how many things go on behind the scenes in the world. This is public vision. We all see it.
They're all in the same political party. He's wealthy. He has money. He has people in high places in that city.
I don't think it's just political stuff, though. I'm saying it's not just a Democrat or Republican thing, because both sides get off all the time.
Yes, if you are wealthy, that is the truth.
It's the
true
money.
Color of
it's
privilege in this country is green. That is absolutely a fact. If you are wealthy, you can pay people off and you know people in high places and you will get help with that. The first assistant, Cook County State's Attorney Joseph, I don't know how you say his last name, Magatz, he talked about the decision and said that it does not exonerate Smollett.
Does dropping the charges vindicate him?
No.
Does it exonerate him?
No.
Do you believe that he is innocent?
I do not believe he's innocent.
So you believe he's guilty?
Yes.
So why drop the charges?
Based on all the facts and circumstances, based on his lack of criminal background. I mean, we defer or do alternative prosecutions. In the last 2 years, we've done it on 5,700 other felony cases.
I'm still in shock. I could see like reduced charges, but I'm like, no charges.
He can't even answer. He doesn't even have a good answer for that. You think he's guilty? You think he did this? Yes, yes. Then why exonerate him? Well, because. Okay. I could talk about this for hours.
I know. It's the same way as Donald Trump gets away with his stuff. He can pay anyone off. He's got all the money in the world.
He hasn't. What evidence is there that he's trying to get away with something?
Alleged assault. How many cases? How many women have come forward from alleged
all of those?
Assault?
All of those were found. There was no corroboration for those stories.
How it's like the same thing. Like they let Jussie Smollett go. Donald
they
Trump
had actual
sure.
proof. There's actual evidence for Jussie Smollett. He was found guilty on
there
16 charges.
Donald Trump couldn't pay people off to bury it. I'm just saying.
You have absolutely no facts to back that up with. You just don't. Federal investigators continue. By the way, they are probing whether Smollett is actually guilty of at least sending the letter to himself. So, like, the Postal Service and stuff are still investigating that, because that can be still a hate crime he sent that letter to himself.
I don't have time for the post office to raise my stamp postage because they're paying lawyer bills. Let it, you know what? Let it all go now. Stop poking and prodding.
So we will see what happens with this. Elizabeth Hasselbeck was slamming her former View co-host Rosie O'Donnell after she admitted that she once had a crush on her. She was on Fox and Friends yesterday, and this is what she had to say about what Rosie said.
I think what she said was reckless, untrue, and not only insulting, disturbing when it comes to how she felt about somebody in the workplace. That somebody happened to be me, but if you replace what Rosie said and you take her name out and you put in Reuben or Robert, then we would be in a situation where you would see the objectification of a woman in the workplace. You don't get a pass because you're a lesbian objectifying a woman in the workplace. So just don't.
After she said her piece, Rosie O'Donnell tweeted at her and said, "Hey, my crush on you was not sexual. Sorry you got scared," with a heart emoji. Will Smith admitted also that he failed at spending enough time with his eldest son, Trey, when he was younger, but he's making up for lost time. He has this Facebook watch show called Bucket List that airs today at 9 a.m. Eastern time. And he talked about how he like went to Abu Dhabi, did like some father-son bonding with his now 26-year-old Trey. He said, "This relationship with Trey is brand new. When you get divorced and then start another family, that had effects on him. But we're still healthy. We're overcoming. Really, in the last 2 years, there's been enough wisdom and emotional development to be able to lovingly address the issues. We're diving into creating a divine loving friendship." He admitted that Trey felt betrayed and abandoned after their divorce. He said that you cannot get around spending time if you want to build love. It's something that I failed at for most of Trey's life, but I'm going to dedicate the rest of my life to making up for it. And this is just something fun to kind of make your day today. Kristen Bell and her friend recorded a family joke song that's an ode to farts called Oopsies I Farted.
Oopsies, oopsies, oopsies. I farted. Look at you standing there.
That funny. She said that this gem started as a little tune created by my 3-year-old daughter in our living room. Coming up in less than an hour, why people are saying Cardi B should be canceled.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, I talked about my first week in couples therapy with me and my wife, Lindsay, that we kind of had an assignment. My wife's assignment was to help me out, was to try to clean up all the piles of clothing she has around in the room, and like actually just organize. That would help me out, make me feel happier in the relationship. And she's like, "I want to go on adventures again like we did when Joe used to really date me 7 years ago." Well, I took my wife on a little adventure. Alex and Liv have heard a little bit of the details. They didn't seem too impressed so far, but I'm going to give you all the details that I want to know. You know, if you think I'm getting an A for excellence here or if I'm getting an F for a big old failure. That's next on Radio Now.